107.7 FM, W299 CD, Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Former President Donald Trump has arrived at a New York courtroom for a hearing that could decide whether the former president's first criminal trial involving hush money paid to adult film star Stormy Daniels will begin in a little over a month. ABC's Aaron Katursky is outside the courthouse in Manhattan.
Trump wants the case dismissed, arguing it's political, legally flawed, and messes with the 2024 election. Today, the judge is expected to decide whether the trial will occur as scheduled next month, which would make it the first of Trump's four criminal cases to go to trial.
After the traditional holiday season splurge, Americans pulled back on their spending in January more than expected. Retail sales down 0.8% from a strong pace in December. There were fewer unemployment claims filed last week. The Labor Department still showing resilience despite high interest rates. Investigators in Kansas City continue trying to determine a motive for the mass shooting during the Chiefs' Super Bowl victory rally. This is ABC News.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Healthcare services in Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and the surrounding area would get a $15 million boost from Madison under a new bill in the legislature. The owners of two hospitals and several clinics are closing them down. The money would pay to continue essential services until there's a more permanent solution. There might be two special elections in Wisconsin this year, but where would they be? The legislature passed Governor Evers' political maps bill this week with an amendment to keep them from taking effect before the November election. Democratic State Senator Melissa Agard.
That is very possible. People would be running in districts that everyone has agreed are gerrymandered.
Speaker Robin Voss could face a recall election this year, and there may be a special election in Milwaukee to replace former Senator Lena Taylor. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For news from the center, WRCE, I'm Jimmy Kuska. The historic tornadoes that touched down a week ago in southern Wisconsin caused an estimated $2.4 million in damages. The National Weather Service said that the two tornadoes, an EF2 and an EF1, affected parts of Greene, Rock, Dane, and Jefferson counties last Thursday. Wind and hail was reported all across southern Wisconsin during the rare storms. One person was injured because of the tornadoes, according to weather officials. Rogan's Shoes, which has stores in Onalaska and Eau Claire, was bought out by Shoe Carnival, a company based in Indiana. Rogan's Shoes, which is based in Wisconsin, had 28 stores in the Midwest. Shoe Carnival will now boast 429 locations across most of the country with the acquisition. Rogan's Shoes, which has been family operated and in business for over five decades, was bought for $45 million. The National Weather Service says it'll be around normal today temperature-wise in the low 30s, tomorrow in the low 20s, but a warm-up is expected this weekend. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Jam from Racine, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jam.
I voted for Reagan back in the day. I guess I've been supporting more of the Democratic Party for the last 40 years or so, but people gonna say, oh man, she's a Republican, she's a Democrat, she's whatever. I'm a human being. All these other things aren't important. We need to unite against a bigger threat. I think the threat is us becoming a dictatorship. They want us to fail.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Bucks hit the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks are in Memphis tonight against the Grizzlies. So far this month, the Bucks have a record of 3-4. They remain in third place in the Eastern Conference behind the Celtics and the Cavaliers. After the game, Giannis Antetokounmpo and teammate Damian Lillard head to Indianapolis, the site of this year's NBA All-Star Game, inside Lucas Oil Stadium, the home of the Colts. The tip-off is Sunday night at 7 o'clock. Baseball. The Brewers making a trade yesterday with the Yankees, sending 27-year-old lefty Clayton Andrews to New York. In return, they get a prospect, 19-year-old right-hander Joshua Quezada, who was impressive in the Dominican leagues. The Brewers pitchers and catchers report today, some new players and a new manager, Pat Murphy, who was the bench coach and talked about just how valuable closing pitcher Devin Williams is.
I've been with the Brewers now, I think, 9 years. You talk about blessed, you know what I mean? Think of the other guys before Devin. But Devin, I think, is the most underrated of all.
That's the Brewers' new manager, Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mm-hmm.
Snow will end this morning, then mostly sunny here through the afternoon. It will be cooler today. We'll get to a high of 33 is all, with wind out of the northwest at 15 to 25. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 23. Tomorrow, cloudy, 29. On Saturday, mostly sunny with a high of 28. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 32.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Thursday on Matt Mayer on Air, public cervix announcement with Dr. Kristen Lyerly at 11:06. And we talk sports with the Acme Packing Company's Paul Noonan. Join us.
News from the center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
Richland County's choice for news, talk, and sports.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. And Calvin, I've been waiting to have this guest on for a couple months. I'm so excited that we've finally been able to make it happen. And I, again, had my schedule mixed up. So I want to thank him for having the patience. He's a very, very busy man. But he's here with an important, important message for all of us. I want to welcome to the studio Dr. Omar Eliwa.
That's right.
All right. He is the owner of Welltopia Pharmacy. Good morning to you, doctor. How are you?
Good morning, Earl. How are you doing?
I'm excited about having you on the air. Listen, I know many people in this audience are middle-aged, and many of us take medications, and correct, myself included. And so I think it's critically important that we, number one, understand what a pharmacist is, right?
Right.
Because, so what is a pharmacist?
The pharmacist is someone in the pharmacy that gives you the medication that you take. In order for this to happen, there is a process of verifying this prescription, understanding the drug that you're taking, and you have the opportunity to ask any question, because consultation is by law your right when you are taking your medication.
So we go see a doctor. You're actually the doctor of medicine.
Yes.
Is it safe to say that?
It's safe to say that. It is safe to say that because we understand those drugs that we give the patient. We have a responsibility of dispensing. So we have to understand the use of the drug, why you take it, how you take it, and counsel you on the side effects.
So a pharmacist has to go to school 5-6 years and continued education. Is it safe to say that?
Yes, and it's a very extensive knowledge of the drugs, of the disease states. And it's comprehensive knowledge as well, because we don't just study one field of medications. You have to study everything, and then you get to have a special interest on certain things according to the specialty that you want to be in or the setting where you work. So there is a hospital pharmacy, independent pharmacy, there is the retail pharmacy, hospital pharmacy, retail pharmacy, in which you talk to the public and you can get any question about any drug, and you must have an answer or come back with an answer.
So you have to understand the physiology of a person as well.
Yes, it's part of our training to understand the pharmacology, which is how the drug is helping the body, and the physiology, of course. So it is safe to say that it's easy for a patient to ask a pharmacist much more than to ask the question to the doctor, because of the limitation of the time of the doctor to ask the questions that you can have. So you can always call the pharmacy and say, I want to speak to the pharmacist, even if you wait long enough while on the call, you're still going to speak to the pharmacist, and then you can ask a clinical question.
You know, if you're just joining us, my guest is Dr. Omar Eliwa. He is the owner of Welltopia Pharmacy in Mequon, I believe it is.
Yes, we are in Athensville, Mequon area, Ozaukee County. So just to give you an idea about what we do in the pharmacy is that if someone comes with a prescription, we give them the prescription. So this is kind of the main thing. Commercially available products that's marketed by drug companies that doctor write a prescription for, then we give you the medication. But there are also something called compounding, in which custom creation of medication, because you are needing a medication that you might be sensitive to the additives in a drug that you cannot take in the original form. So we, instead of tablet, we make it you as a liquid. And instead of a tablet, we make it you as a suppository. Or you cannot take something oral, so we can give it to you in a different way to make sure that the drug goes down, to make sure that you get your medication and there is no problem in that.
So as a young man, I had the pleasure of working in a drugstore from the age of 14 through 18, or 19 maybe, and it was a husband and wife pharmacist team, and they made those compounds that you are talking about. I used to, you go to the pharmacies today and you see, for the most part, a pharmacist in some of these pharmacies that are kind of like assembly lines, and the pharmacist's job is to dispense medication. And so there's so many prescriptions and so many people that he doesn't have time to create the compounds and those kinds of things. So does it mean that they don't have the capabilities of doing that, or does every pharmacist have the capabilities of creating the compounds?
That's a very good question. The answer would be different 50 or 60 years ago, but we are at a time that the drug companies are making the job, getting the job done, in which they have the medications made for most of the pharmacies. And you can always take from the shelf the medication that's readily available according to the prescription. But what happens if you have the 1% of prescriptions that need to be made in the lab? So that's the 1% of pharmacies in America that have to spend time that can go sometimes few hours or few days to create one compound for this specific patient. So it is kind of a special service or a specialty service for customers according to your disease state and your health condition. But the thing is that we are all different. Me and you are different. You might need a compound one time in your life, and you might need it every single month. We are working with special needs patients who cannot swallow tablets, or they have problem with the taste of the drug. Autistic children who have problem with the taste of the drug. So to give you an example, I have a mother that called me and she told me, you are the pharmacy number 7 that I deal with within 2 years now, because the pharmacy I'm dealing with, they promised me that they will make the medication in sherry flavor, and I cannot get the sherry flavor anymore. They don't care anymore to put the sherry flavor. My son does not take the medication. So before I transfer the prescriptions to you, can you promise me to always have sherry flavor in stock? So if you imagine the son is taking medications for seizure,
right,
to control the mood, and it's like complex regimen. And all what it takes to make the medication go down is to secure the sherry flavor for the patient. So we have to compound that. We have to make it in the lab, and we have to monitor it every month. So I have to have the team that does that, and that is more expense. It's different, and it's kind of a specialty thing that I have to have ready.
So Dr. Eliwa, so we have medical doctors that we go see. We, as we get older and our bodies start to break down. We wind up having to go see doctors, and doctors prescribe medications. Some of us in this listening audience, myself included, have as many as 2-3 doctors.
Yes.
For different maladies that we may have. And so the doctor sees you for the 3 minutes that he sees you.
Yes.
Or less. Yeah. and unfortunately, it's not like it used to be. And the doctor says, okay, I'm going to prescribe this medication to you.
Right.
And so he's giving you this medication. Your other doctors have given you some different medications.
Right.
Those doctors aren't communicating with one another.
Exactly.
So you wind up with 3 different prescriptions, and we don't know how they're interacting with one another, but yet patients take them because we don't know that
the drug interaction between them
and
the
yes.
patient is taking them.
So, but we also don't know that we need to be interacting with our pharmacists
yes.
who can tell us about those things. Let's, right. let's talk a little bit about that.
Behind the scenes, the pharmacist in every pharmacy in America and the whole world is always checking the list of medications the patient is taking and making sure that there is no drug interaction that is serious enough to cause problems to the patients. So there are drug interactions that we pass and other drug interactions that we stop. So when you take your medications from one pharmacy and you take 5 or 6 medications, by default, this should be safe for you to take. The challenge we are having with the workflow loads inside the pharmacies in America now, that the pharmacist is stuck behind the computer screen checking, right. making sure that you're not going to die if you take those combination of medications. And we don't spend enough time counseling the patient about why are you taking this medication, what's the kind of the drug interaction that can happen, and if it is safe to take everything. Another problem some patients deal with 2-3 different pharmacies. I get the compound from here, the medication from here, the supplement from here, and all of this drug interaction get to be hidden. And that's why we are promoting the one pharmacy that you deal with, one pharmacy that you put everything at, because that way this pharmacy can monitor and see the whole profile.
So doctors clearly don't intentionally give medications to their patients not knowing the doctor. Well, the doctor knows if they're taking medications from other doctors, right?
The doctor should know, but many times they do not know, and the pharmacy has to send the doctor to say that this is the list of medication that the patient is taking, so the doctor should be aware with everything the patient is taking. When the patient goes to the doctor, they fill a form of everything that they take, and then the doctor can communicate with the other providers to get the other medication that the patient is taking. The question is how much time he needs to do that and how much patients that need this service. So that's why it's very important for the pharmacist to be proactive and to send the list of the drugs the patient is taking if the patient is just dealing with one pharmacy. So this is a circle of care. You should have one pharmacist, one doctor, and the doctor is supporting the doctor. The pharmacist is supporting the doctor. The doctor is supporting the patient, and they have to all be communicating.
So 844-967-2789 is the number. My guess is Dr. Omar Eliwa. He is the owner of Welltopia Pharmacy. And look, I know, you know, I can only go by myself, and I know the issues that I deal with and the meds that I am taking. And in my consultation with Dr. Eliwa, I learned a lot, and I thought it was important that we bring him on. For you. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
Your nationally ranked Wisconsin men's basketball team is gearing up to face Big Ten opponents in Madison, and we need you to help bring the energy to the Kohl Center. Secure your tickets now, as inventory is limited. For more information and to purchase single game tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
News from the center, WRCE.
He came from somewhere back in how long ago.
His wife.
Love it. Don't see trying hard.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is Dr. Omar Eliwa, and I'm not going to just call you Omar the pharmacist. You're Dr. Eliwa, and he is the owner of Welltopia Pharmacy. You know, Dr. Eliwa, as we get older, and there's some medications that we're on that we've been on sometimes 4, 5, 6 years.
Yes.
And, you know, and the doctor who prescribed them for us has long since gone. We've changed doctors. As doctors aren't as steady as they used to be, where there were different insurance companies. And so you're taking medications that were prescribed from a different doctor.
Yes.
Years ago.
Exactly.
The new doctor doesn't mess with that medication. How do we go about that conversation?
Yeah, and this is actually an ongoing issue and a challenge that you started something 5 or 10 years ago, maybe blood pressure, blood sugar,
right,
high cholesterol, and 5 years later, you're still taking the same medication. It hasn't been evaluated that you need to continue on it, or maybe there is something different or another drug that research has proven that would work better for you. To give you an example, omeprazole, Prilosec, the medication prescribed the drug for acidity. You go to the doctor and they should write it for you for just 1 month as needed, or 1 month is scheduled, and then you take it as needed. So you take it when you have acidity. You go to the doctor, I still have problem in my digestion, acidity, I cannot sleep well without taking the medication. You prescribe it for a second month, a third month, a fourth month. 2 years later, you're still taking the same medication while it's covering other condition that you might have. And this medication longer term can cause osteoporosis, can affect amount of that, like can have a lot of problems in your gut, can make the pH in the gut different, which makes it as if like the gut bacteria are going to feel like are going to get less. So that affects the whole digestion. So the microbiome, which is the environment inside your gut, is going to be messed up just by taking this medication that you might not need to continue
right
on. And it takes very hard, a long time to stop this medication. So the evaluation for the need for certain medications get to be forgotten. So what I do in this case, if I see someone taking such a medication that I think they might not need now, I tell them, how about we talk about this medication? And based on the communication, I would go back to the doctor and communicate with the doctor. How about we have a plan to switch it to something safer for the patient, or we can switch it to something natural to help them.
You know, when we're talking about these things, it's not like you. So I just had my doctor's appointment. I see the doctor once a year.
Yes,
that's the reality of today.
That's the reality.
And so, 15 minutes.
Yes,
tops. And so I can't really talk to the doctor. He can't really look at me and what it is that's happening with me, because he's a doctor that has 16 rooms and there's a patient waiting in every room. So he gets a couple minutes with you. And so so how do we go about then saying, okay, Earl, and I'm saying I've been on this medication for 15 years.
Yeah.
I'm still taking it. It's still being prescribed. I don't even remember why I was taking it.
Yes.
So you, then the pharmacist, can contact the doctor and say to the doctor on behalf of the patient?
Yes, exactly. So what we do is, like, based on the communication with the patient, upon counseling, if I see something that can be changed for the better for the patient, for the wellness of the patient, we communicate with the doctor, we send them a fax, we call their office and we tell them, hey, how about we do this change? How about we do this switch? How about we have this plan to stop this drug within 6 months? Because if we stop it now abruptly, this is going to cause more problems for the patient. Most of the time, the doctors would approve and would like that communication, because the doctor's intention is to get you better, but he doesn't have time to review everything. Doctor feels empowered that we're helping them, because we're also very respective to what we know and what we can do, and we're very respective to the doctor's time. So we try to send them easy information to digest and approve or not approve. And then we come back to the patient and tell them, hey, we now have change in medication. This is a plan that we're going to follow through and go with.
So if you're just joining us, my guest is Dr. Omar Eliwa. He is the owner of Welltopia Pharmacy. And we're having a conversation about the fact that this clearly is a problem in the society. It's a problem that is there, and nobody seems to be addressing it from the perspective of doctors just don't have time. I've heard people say over and over again, doctors are prescribing all these different medications to people because they're getting kickbacks from these different
insurance companies.
Insurance companies and whatnot. But at the root of this, apparently, Dr. Eliwa, is the fact that they just don't have time.
They don't have time, and then they prescribe a medication. It's not covered by insurance. They call the pharmacy and ask, what's covered that I can write the patient as a prescription? The insurance companies are controlling big part of our health now, because they look at, like, cents in dollars and how much this is going to cost them. So my role as a pharmacist is to be able to help the patient create a plan and communicate this plan to the doctor for the wellness of the patient. So as a consultant pharmacist myself, I do consultations with my patients to review everything that they take, looking at their lab work. And then based on that, I would create 3 and 6 months plan that contains lifestyle changes, medication changes, supplements changes, and eating habits changes. That's going to help the wellness of the patient. So looking at drugs as just drugs, I think that's a false perspective. Drugs are tools to help us get better, get well. But many times I don't need the drug. And that's, how can I communicate that? Do I tell you, stop the medication, don't take it anymore? I don't have this right, okay? I can have a plan, communicate it with the healthcare providers that you work with, get the right approvals, so you have the circle of care around you. And that's not going to happen unless we empower each other as healthcare professionals, and also empowering the patient with knowledge and with their rights to what they need to do in order to get better treatment.
So my guest is Dr. Omar Eliwa. He is a pharmacist, a licensed pharmacist. And listen, you know, we got a lot more to talk about. You guys on the phone lines, hang on. I promise you, we'll be right there. News up next, news, weather, and sports.
Radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Postal workers say they're feeling the effects of the labor shortage just like everyone else. Bryce Shanklin is a rural mail carrier. He says the Postal Service is even more essential the further out in the country you get.
Amazon truck, DHL, UPS, FedEx, they're all running in the city. If you get out rural, that falls on the post office. Even if you have postal vehicles, you're making two trips, maybe three sometimes, more of course at Christmas, just to get those packages to get out.
The Postal Carriers Union says the lack of staffing is one of the main reasons for recent delays in mail delivery. First Lady Jill Biden is set to travel to Wisconsin tomorrow. The White House says she'll attend a roundtable discussion in Green Bay on efforts to expand career-connected learning in high school and college. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For news from the Center, WRCE, I'm Jimmy Cuska. The historic tornadoes that touched down a week ago in southern Wisconsin caused an estimated $2.4 million in damages. The National Weather Service said that the two tornadoes, an EF2 and an EF1, affected parts of Green, Rock, Dane, and Jefferson counties last Thursday. Wind and hail was reported all across southern Wisconsin during the rare storms. One person was injured because of the tornadoes, according to weather officials. An 18-year-old man is charged with reckless homicide after an overdose death in Monroe County in November. Malik Guerra of Cross is charged in the death and is accused of selling a 41-year-old Sparta woman fentanyl before her death. Guerra is being held at the Monroe County Jail on a $10,000 cash bond. In addition to the homicide charge, Guerra is also charged with delivering narcotics. His next court appearance is in March. The National Weather Service says it'll be around normal today temperature-wise, in the low 30s, tomorrow in the low 20s, but a warm-up is expected this weekend. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Todd Alba Show.
I'm Trigvi Olson. Steven from Green Bay. Go ahead.
The city of Green Bay is one of the best places in Wisconsin to live. Plenty of people that are Wisconsin nice.
Totally agree. Green Bay is kind of swing territory between the two parties, but people in Green Bay work together. I mean, people aren't asking themselves, am I wearing a red hat or a blue hat? They're wearing green and gold hats.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Feeling marvelous? The cast for the Fantastic Four is officially in place. Marvel Studios announced that Pedro Pascal, Vanessa Kirby, Reed Richards, and Evan Ross Bachrach will play the superhero quartet. Variety reports that Marvel is hoping to have the movie in theaters by July 2025, shortly after the release in May of 2025 of Thunderbolts. Captain America Brave New World will be released in February of 25, and Blade hits theaters in November of 2025. If you have anything left in your superhero tank, you can look forward to four more Marvel movies slated for 2026. That's a lot of green screen. Who can put the butts in the at-home seats? According to The Wrap, Jon Stewart. Stewart's return to The Daily Show brought record-breaking ratings to the tune of 1.85 million viewers. The audience even dwarfed guest host Al Franken's impressive numbers from last March. Just end it already, Stewart, and park yourself back in the host chair full-time. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, every night between 7 and 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Snow will end this morning, then mostly sunny here through the afternoon. It will be cooler today. We'll get to a high of 33 is all, with wind out of the northwest at 15 to 25. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 23. Tomorrow, cloudy, 29. On Saturday, mostly sunny with a high of 28. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 32.
The Todd Alba Show.
You look at Taylor Swift. She fought off the bitterness of defeat when she lost her records, when she was kind of duped by a manager. People who told her she'd never amount to anything. But it doesn't matter if you like her music or not. I'm a fan of anyone. Doesn't matter whether they're an artist or an athlete or just a common Jane or Joe. If you've overcome something in your life, you're a winner. If you've made it through, that's what it's all about.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. From Hillsboro to Highland, your choice for news, talk, and sports is News from the Center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
popping out now. Saying you bought her this and that. How much you done spent? I swear she must believe it's all hell to see. Hey, boy, you better bring a check around. To the sad, sad truth. Dirty
low down. All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. My guest is Dr. Omar Eliwa of Welltopia Pharmacy, and we're going to go right to the phone lines after I ask him this question. Dr. Eliwa, can pharmacists prescribe medications?
Short answer is no. Pharmacists cannot prescribe a medication, but the pharmacist can be the liaison to help you change a medication if you have side effects, if you have a problem taking it. So we communicate with your doctor or practitioner to change a drug or add a drug. We can help you with that, but we cannot do that directly.
And I wanted to say this before we go to the phone lines. Last thing for me. I remember my mother in her last stages of her life, and she had dementia, and she was in a fetal position at home, and we couldn't figure out. I have a brother that's a nurse, and we were watching this play out, and she was, doctors would come, and they would say, well, you know, your mom's transitioning. And so that's what it is. She was at home. She was not in the nursing home. And he said, well, she's transitioning. And then one doctor said, well, I think we're going to pull these medications. You know, and she was taking so many medications that after they pulled the medication, she lived 9 months after that.
And she was getting better.
Yeah, so how do we, with our loved ones, should we be engaged or involved as they've aged the meds that they're taking?
For sure, because if what happens, unfortunately, is that practitioners are looking for answers in a prescription pad. They add one medication, then the next doctor find that it didn't work. We add another medication, a third medication, and those collective side effects can cause problems and cause us to get worse, not better. So now we're waiting for this practitioner that's going to look at us as human beings, as people that have systems that should work together and take a clinical decision based on that. But the challenge is, like, the healthcare system is based on you go to the doctor for the eye health, another doctor for your gut health. Now we're dealing with X, Y. So not connecting the dots can create a mess in healthcare. So I think this doctor that could pull out medications from her list of things that she was taking, he found that there were side effects that might cause her to get worse, not better. And he had this decision, and it was an ethical clinical decision, and it made sense.
All right, let's go to Tom from West Dallas. Good morning to you, Tom. Thank you for waiting. You say what?
Good morning. Great topic. Real quick, about you were talking about too many medications and all that. Yeah, I had a friend who, she was on way too much stuff, and she started getting really loopy and, like, hearing things and all that. And I finally said to her, I'm like, you know, you better talk to your doctor about all these medications because you're not right. And she did, and things did improve for her, thank God. My other question, though, is as far as prescription medications, like, I just found out last night I'm on Trulicity, and I was told you've got to make sure that you take it at the same time once a week. Well, I went to the pharmacy and they said, oh, it's on back order. And I don't understand how a medication like that can be back ordered. And then the same thing happened with my insulin about 6 months ago. My Levemir, they changed the pen and stuff like that, and they said, well, that's on back order, you're gonna have to wait. What would be, other than talking to the doctor, obviously, what should someone do when they don't have a certain medication available that you are on?
That is a very important topic.
Thank you very much for the call, Tom. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Tom. Okay, you touched on the hot spot of America today, the Trulicity and the Ozempic and the GLP-1 agonists, and the shortage that's happening today for these drugs. Unfortunately, Trulicity 1.5 milligram is out of stock, manufacturing problem. I think the whole Wisconsin doesn't have this specific dose. So what do we do in this case? I talked to my team and I told them, we're going to fax each doctor that prescribed Trulicity 1.5 milligram and let them know, let the doctors know what are the concentration of the drug that's available now, so they would switch it even temporarily to a different dose so the patient can still take the medication every week at the right time. So what do you do at this case? Unfortunately, your options are limited because this is a huge shortage of this medication. The need for it for patients, diabetic patients, is huge because it helps as a side effect to lose weight.
Like Ozempic.
Like Ozempic, they work in the similar way.
Wegovy.
Wegovy, the same way. Mounjaro, the same way. All of these medications, they come in and out of stock according to the manufacturing problem due to the huge need for it. So therefore, what you can do is shop around for a pharmacy that might have it, or if the insurance is covering another medication that belongs to the same class, the doctor can switch it to this other medication. But the challenge is going to be to make sure that the insurance is going to cover this medication, that the cost can go beyond $900 a month. So make sure that what I would tell you, call the insurance company and ask them, what are the GLP-1 agonists that they cover? And then request from the doctor to switch the medication to this other medication that's covered. The challenge is to find the other one available. So to make it easy for you, call a nearby independent pharmacy, ask them. They would be able to give you more time and give you more information about the short way to get your specific dose of the drug.
All right, let's go to Mary from Wauwatosa. Good morning to you, Mary. Thank you very much for the call.
Good morning, Earl and guest. There's light on the horizon regarding the doctor shortage, and that comes in, you know, with the skills of the professional NPs and PAs that are there to help us. You know, they do have more time, and they're definitely skilled. My question for Dr. Aliwa has to do with the drug clozapine, which is prescribed for schizophrenia and psychosis, and specifically the current requirement for the frequent blood draws that are prescribed by the doctor to monitor the white blood count of the patient. My understanding from a doctor who's very knowledgeable, he's a great proponent of the drug as being the most effective for helping patients with their symptoms to regain their life quality. Now, he and some of his colleagues, and actually a group called Angry Moms, are addressing the FDA in their and their data shows that the frequent blood tests are a deterrent to patients taking the drug, but they are not necessary. And so I just want to ask Dr. Aliwa, are you knowledgeable about this, and or do you know about this, and are you able to comment on it?
Yes, I can comment on that from a technical point
of view. Thank you,
Mary. So, yes, it's you're hitting on a very important topic for the clozapine registry. So in the pharmacy, we have to register with the clozapine registry in order to dispense the medication, record the labs for the frequent labs. Well, just as an example, last month we were working on registering with the clozapine registry, the renewal of the registration, and we found on the FDA that they say that you can dispense without the registry renewal at this time. So there is evaluation that's happening from the FDA to the rule to see what is needed for the clozapine patients. I know that pharmacies now in Wisconsin can dispense it without the registry. Just they tell us you do not need to do it at this time to check the levels. But I agree with you that less frequent blood draws are needed for making the drug more available. But I think currently there's no problem for dispensing of the medication as far as I know.
All right, let's go to John from Boaz. Good morning to you, John. Thank you very much for the call. You say what, sir?
Good morning, Earl. Good job informing everybody about their medicines. Now, I wanted to know if the doctor can comment on St. John's wort. Is that a placebo? Or is it, there's a value to it? And what would be the long-term effects of antidepressants like Zoloft, please?
Very good question. St. John's wort, it helps with depression, but the question is the drug interaction of St. John's wort. If someone is taking also another antidepressant medication like Zoloft, which is a brand name for sertraline or fluoxetine or other medications. San Juan's wort, it's a supplement that can help with as its antidepressant effects. It's an herb that can help there, but the question is, can I take it when I'm also taking those other drugs? And the answer is, I use it in terms of, like, not just St. John's wort, I use it with other herbs to help patients titrate down when they want to stop taking those antidepressants, of course, with consultation with their providers, with their doctors. So I use it to replace the Zoloft or fluoxetine when the patient is no more taking it or taking a lower dose, but it has a lot of drug interactions, so I wouldn't recommend it to take it without consulting with your pharmacist about what other drugs are you're taking. But taking it with Zoloft, I would not recommend that.
Let's go to Charles from Green Bay. Good morning to you, Charles. Thank you for calling. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. It's great to hear you again, and it's great to have people with knowledge of what's going on your show, which you always do.
Thank you.
My wife was put on a statin for cholesterol, and the doctor never told her the side effects from the statin. Well, then she came back a year later for her doctor's appointment, and her heart rate was elevated. Her kidneys were having problems, all this stuff. And these are side effects from a statin drug. Now, personally, you know, the only way we found this out was I had a friend of mine who was on statin. It was driving him crazy. Joint pain, et cetera, et cetera. The pain was unbelievable. Why are doctors prescribing medication for people that they, you know, they don't, then they prescribe it at a larger level, higher level than is actually needed? I'll leave you with that, and I'll listen for the answer.
Hey, Charles, thank you very much for another really important question. A lot of people on statin drugs.
Yes, so statin drug is important to lower their cholesterol because the high cholesterol can affect, can cause big problems. The goal for the cholesterol levels is to be the LDL, low density lipoprotein, which is the bad cholesterol, is to be less than 60. And if the levels are very high, doctors have to be aggressive to lower the levels. Now, if the doctor prescribes a statin drug, it's like the gold standard first to help with lowering the cholesterol, but it can cause side effects like muscle weakness, joint pain. And that's why we recommend for every patient that takes a statin drug to take CoQ10. CoQ10. This is a coenzyme that gets to be affected in its production in the body, and we need to supplement with CoQ10 200 to 400 milligrams.
Is that over the counter?
Over the counter, and it has to be from a high-quality CoQ10. That's number one. Number two, if we're having side effects from the statin drug, there are other supplements that can be taken, of course, with consultation of the doctor. So we have red yeast rice. We can take high dose of red yeast rice to help instead of the statin medication. We have to look at what we're eating and kind of fix that. But if the levels are high and we need to lower it, we can do a mix between taking a better statin drug like Crestor, C-R-E-S-T-O-R. This is one of the best statin drugs. If you're taking simvastatin or atorvastatin, I recommend to ask your doctor to switch it to Crestor just because the data are showing that Crestor is superior. Now, if I'm taking such a medication, I have to take CoQ10, and I would communicate with the doctor to see if I can lower the dose and also help with a supplement to make a better plan. But this needs a personalized plan for that patient, so you need to figure out, like, you know, going through this realm with consultation.
All right, doctor, 844-967-2789. One more round with Dr. Omar.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
Did you know there was a time when African Americans couldn't buy their own homes? In 1948, the Supreme Court ruled the ban on selling property to black buyers was unconstitutional. Yet black people still couldn't purchase homes in white neighborhoods. The Fair Housing Act in 1968 ended this type of discrimination. But there's still work to do. Today, only 40% of black populations own their own homes. Listen for another Black History story here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Questions that came.
Calvin, I'm trying to get to the bridge. It's slow. But it's worth getting to the bridge with Chuck Mangione. Here's the bridge. All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Joined by Dr. Eliwa, and he is the owner of Welltopia Pharmacy. And we're just, listen, it's just critically important that we have dialogues with doctors and others about the medications we're taking. Let's go back to Tom from L.A. Tom, your thoughts.
Yeah, Dr. Omar, because of the fact that the insurances seem like they're getting further and further away from the independent mom-and-pop pharmacy like yourself, it sounds like, yes. And they're pushing everyone towards the CVS and places like that, that I want to ask, is it the responsibility of any pharmacist that you go in and they have to tell you, like, these are your drugs that you're taking, and these are, you know, some alternatives, or these are, maybe you shouldn't be taking these, or what have you, at that level?
That's a very good question.
Tom, thank you, as always.
So, Tom, my responsibility is to counsel you on how to take the medication that the doctor prescribed. So I'm trying to practically counsel you. And then if I see drug interactions, if I know something that can work better for you, I am going to tell you about it, and we're trying to coordinate how can we have the doctor change the medication for your best health. We cannot do this when I'm just giving you dispensing the medication, but you can always ask for a consultation or mom and pop pharmacy, the independent pharmacies, and ask if this pharmacist is doing consultations. So they can take a look at everything that you're taking, the history of taking these medications, and help you with the circle of care. One patient, one pharmacist, one doctor. Unfortunately, this doesn't happen most of the time. So it is not the responsibility of the pharmacist alone. It's the responsibility of the patient to know their rights, what questions to ask and to find the pharmacist who is going to answer those questions. So kind of a search.
Doctor, let me ask you, today there are all sorts of people who are taking concentration in THC, the what is that called?
CBD oil.
CBD oil.
Right.
And they swear that the CBD oil is the new, miracle.
Snake oil.
Yeah. You call it snake oil.
We sell it. I as a pharmacy, we have a lot of CBD oil and we use it. And we just have to put it where it belongs. There is drug interaction that can happen with it. There are brands that are better than brands. And it's used for pain relief. It can help with depression. It can help with better sleep. We just have to put it and respect it in this manner that it is interacts with everything else that we take. So kind of control on the consumption is very important. And there is also CBD oil that has also other CBG and CBN, other forms of phytocannabinoids, but they work very well for many patients and other patients they don't.
So doctors for the most part aren't prescribed. Oh, doctors are prescribing cannabinoids?
Doctors do not have time to listen to the supplement industry reps. They don't have time for that.
Okay.
These are more in the health stores, drug stores, and online. So, and this is the challenge. It's you get to see those commercials and you want to use it because it might help you, but you need more knowledge on it. So that's just
and these are over the counter?
Over the counter. And some doctors would know certain places that they would tell the patient, okay, ask this pharmacist or ask this place. They know about this or they would recommend it. But doctors always freak out when they see something that they don't know about. They have a patient on a treatment plan and then they find the patient asking about something that the patient is requesting the doctor to do research for. So 99% of the time the doctor will say, no, don't take it.
So I just want the listening audience to know that I've certainly extended an invitation to you that we kind of make you a part of what we're doing here and have you on at different times that your schedule will allow. I just know that there are so many people that can benefit from understanding, myself included, what it is they're taking, the impact that it's having on their life, and the fact that you don't have to be stuck there. Is it safe to say that?
Yeah, you don't have to be stuck there, but that's why my focus is always in empowering my patients with knowledge because I learn a lot from them. So empowering the patient with knowledge is the key because we're going to remember what we have to do when we dispense the medication, when we talk to you, when we are putting everything in place. So it's a shared responsibility.
Okay, so you're located where?
We are, Wiltopia is at 136 North Main Street, Athensville. We deliver 90% of the time to 20 miles radius, but I also do consultations, and you can see my schedule on wiltopiarx.com.
You talked about mom and pop pharmacies. It's kind of a dying breed, right? Exactly. I mean, there are not many of them left.
Not many of them. The independent pharmacy business have been very hard to continue. But those in the game, those that do it, they do it right. And they want to do it right.
We got to get out of here. Thank everybody who made the show go. Doctor, I really owe you a debt of gratitude. And Calvin, thank you as always. Up next, Jane Matinere, Matinere on the Air. And
Craig Bott.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
Thursday on Nightlight, we celebrate National Wisconsin Day. Join us in our new time slot from 7 to 9 p.m. It's Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Cripes Cast, folks.
Comedian Mary Mack.
He's noticed a very sizable increase on people off the lake coming onto our lake to fish it. You don't want everything to be popular and known about. That seems to be the way I also approach my comedy, Charlie. I think there's a theme.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Donald Trump's hush money trial will go ahead as scheduled. Jury selection set for March 25th.